أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. In the previous ayats and previous surah, Allah Ta'ala explained in detail about family life, how to live within the home with the family. And there are very sensitive issues and very intricate issues which are in the family, which we don't usually think of, we take it just for granted. But hurting the feelings of anyone in the family upsets our whole life. And everything else is centered around our family life. Family life is very, very important, and to fulfill the rights of everyone, keep everyone happy and within the limits of Shariat and Deen. The family must be within that limits also. But we overlook this and we pay much more attention to other things. So therefore Allah Ta'ala warned us that we should be very particular in the previous ayats, that we should save ourselves and our families from the fire of Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam is not in this world. But how do we save them? That we don't go on to irregularities, we don't transgress our bounds. But on the other hand again, man is weak. He is prone to make mistakes. And Quran is a complete way of life. So Allah has shown us a way out also when we do make mistakes. As a person will make mistakes, and we have to realize and we have to acknowledge our mistakes in the home. That is another sphere again where we don't think about it. We do a lot of wrong, we hurt people's feelings in the homes and we don't think of correcting it. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us here now that make tawbah. And be sincere in your tawbah, then the errors which you commit, and in this very delicate issue of the family life, Allah Ta'ala will forgive you and things will come right again. So where it was so severe, Allah Ta'ala warned us of the severe punishment of the fire of Jahannam. But on the other hand, Allah is so merciful. Allah knows that we are weak. Allah says Himself in the Quran Sharif, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man have created weak, and we are prone to make mistakes. So Allah Ta'ala in His great kindness has left the door of Tawbah wide open until the clear signs of maut come on a person or the signs of Qiyamah come. The clear signs of Qiyamah. So we should be regular in making Tawbah. That is another very great ibadat which we are negligent about. We commit gunas wholesale, and we commit gunas which we are not even aware of. All the time we are committing guna, but we don't make Tawbah. Tawbah must be a great part of our life, a regular part of our life. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, O people of iman, tubu ilallah, tawbah karo Allah ki taraf. Make tawbah. Then tawbah really means reverse. You went in the wrong road, reverse and come back and go on the right road. Change, come back now, go on the right road. And which kind of tawbah Allah Ta'ala says? Tawbatan nasuha, saaf dil ki tawbah, a true sincere tawbah from the heart. On one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was giving khutbah, and in the khutbah he mentioned that what is tawbatan nasuha, a sincere tawbah, a tawbah from a clear heart. He said that from which guna you make tawbah, that you don't commit that guna again. That is what is called tawbatan nasuha. You make sincere tawbah of the wrong you have done and you don't repeat it again. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayh, a great, great alim, he says that tawbatan nasuha, a sincere and a tawbah from a clear heart, is that a person promises that he will not commit that sin again. And this is generally the view of all the ulama, that what is a true tawbah? That you realize what you had done was wrong. You are sorry for what you had done. It wasn't right for me to do that at all. And you promise I won't do it in the future. If perchance you do make that guna, again you make tawbah. And in fact, so much ulama have written that even in one day, if you commit that guna many times, but you make sincere tawbah that are warned with that firm at that time when you're making tawbah with the firm resolution that I won't commit it again. This is called tawbah al-nasuha. According to Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, tawbah al-nasuha is that tawbah that when you enjoyed committing the sin, now you have made tawbah. Now you have that equal amount of hatred for that sin. Now you realize whether it is backbiting, lying, adultery, whatever type of sin, that when you committed it and how you enjoyed it, now when you make what is called tawbah al-nasuha, now you hate that sin. If due to natural feelings you commit it again, but the hatred of it is there, and you promise that you will not do it again, that is what is called tawbah al-nasuha. The great virtues of tawbah al-nasuha is just like a revert, a non-Muslim who accepts Islam. All his previous sins are forgiven. By tawbah al-nasuha, once all previous sins are forgiven also. He's got a complete new slate now and a clean page now to start his life again with. And the method of making this tawbah al-nasuha, which can prompt us to make this sincere tawbah, that is also important. And one easy way, there are many ways. One easy way is that a person should think of all the favors of Allah upon a person. Allah is the only one who made me. My parents didn't make me. He gave me two eyes free of charge. He gave me my brains. He gave me my heart. Everything what I've got. He's giving us this air to breathe in. He's giving us this earth to walk on, to build our house. Wow, how innumerable favors of Allah. And all Allah wanted, that He who made me, I must use myself according to His instructions. Now that I abused it and I did it wrong, oh Allah, I make tawbah and I will not do it again. Now I will use myself according to your instructions. Once a person does this, he's clean of guna. So tawbah is a great ibadat which Allah has explained here, and in the context here of our family life. Because we don't think about it, but we err a lot. We take everyone for granted in the house. And we speak as we want to with other people, we'll count our words. We'll be in a meeting, we'll be very careful what we say. And we say it very nicely. But at home, whatever we want to, we just say. We treat any person just as we want to. Even the worker at the shop, we know that we have to be careful. We can't just speak as we want to. But in the home, we just don't worry about anything. And this is a very, very important part which we should consider. So Allah Ta'ala says that when you have made the tawbah al-nasuha, how kind is Allah, asa rabbukum an yukaffira ankum sayyi'atikum. Ummeed hai ki tumhara rabb utar de tum par se tumhari buraiyan. It is greatly hoped that your Rabb, the one who has created you, nourished you, sustained you, who does everything for you, He will forgive you and He will compensate and overlook all your previous sins. And when Allah uses the word hope, asa, ummeed, it is a guarantee that guaranteed Allah is going to forgive you. And when a person makes tawbah, he must make with that conviction that Allah is ghafoorur raheem. Not only that Allah is going to forgive, but He's going to shower His mercies upon you after that. And in this world, if you commit a crime, and even if you get pardon, but they're not going to shower favors upon you. But when Allah forgives you, He showers His favors upon you also. So with that conviction, we should make tawbah. And not only that Allah has forgiven you, but that His favors, وَيُدْخِلَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ اور داخل کرے تم کو باغوں میں جن کے نیچے بہتی ہیں نہریں. And He will make you enter into gardens beneath which rivers will be flowing. That is, you did so much wrong, but you made sincere tawbah and nasuha. Allah is going to give you jannat also in return. So how great are not the favors of Allah? We shouldn't be depriving ourselves in the least, but we have done wrong. lot of wrong, but now make sincere tawbah and turn truly to Allah Ta'ala and resolve not to commit any sin and continuously do this. If whenever maut will come, you will have made your tawbah and you will be getting all these favors from Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of sincere tawbah regularly.